Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis, Chapter 6, Heinrich Himmler's Nazi Plans. Heinrich Himmler, the head of the SS of the Nazis, including its controversial occult division, is obsessed with harnessing supernatural powers. He conducts dark rituals and experiments to ensure Nazi victories on the battlefield. Himmler chants behind closed doors amidst the darkness, "By shadows night I claim the night. The power flows unseen in sight, with whispers dark and voices cold, I bind the world in chains of old. Control command, domination mine, so ancient rites the stars align. In darkness deep my will be sown, by this chant let it be known." A Nazi occult specialist watching says, "Herr Himmler, the energies are converging. We are close to a breakthrough." And Himmler said darkly, "Excellent. Soon we reveal the power matched by anyone ever in history." Meanwhile, Tesla, Selene, Faustus, and the mercenary commandos known as the Maccabees now, including Gladstone, are embedded behind enemy lines in southern France. They found refuge with the local resistance, who've secured areas away from Nazi patrols with hidden tunnels and secret passages. In this covert hideout, the team plans their next move, surrounded by maps and strategic notes. The locals are experienced in guerrilla warfare, and they provide crucial support and intelligence, ensuring that Tesla and his companions remain undetected as they prepare to counter the dark forces. "We have a mole inside the SS headquarters," Selene begins.
"We do?" Faustus asks.
Tesla explains. "Well, my assistant Hank is actually Heinrich Gustav, a dual citizen of the United States and Germany, and he's a handyman, and it's very easy for a handyman to find work, especially amongst the constant construction projects that the SS engage in." Selene continues. "Heinrich Himmler and the SS are planning a major ritual in 3 days, and if they succeed, their power will be nearly unstoppable." "And why is that, Selene?" Tesla asks. "This ritual is no ordinary incantation. Himmler and his occultists are invoking the dark forces. They're seeking power from the shadows themselves." "Well, what makes it so potent, though, Selene?" "Because they're using ancient relics, artifacts imbued with the power from the other realm. They've gotten these with expeditions all around the world, and by crossing over to the other realm, they offer their souls in exchange for unparalleled strength and control. If they succeed, their power will be nearly unstoppable. They will command forces beyond our understanding, merging dark magic with our reality."
"Well, then we have to stop them," Faustus said. "If they complete the ritual, they will become a threat to the entire world."
And Selene said, "Precisely. They aim to bind our world with the Dark Realm, promising their very souls, and we must disrupt the ritual before it's too late or face an enemy wielding unimaginable power."
"And Dr. Faustus said, we need to disrupt them before they can perform and complete this ritual."
And Tesla, determined, added, "I guess we will use the coil after all. It's our best chance at stopping them."
"Everybody down!"
Tesla's team soon finds itself engaged in a small but intense battle with Nazi occultists and their soldiers. This will be the first real test for Tesla's coil and the magical abilities of the team in general.
"Incoming! Get down, Mr. Tesla!"
"We must fight and focus that coil. We need to neutralize their energy sources."
"Steady now with the coil. Let's get it just right, calibrated properly."
Dr. Faustus yells, "Keep pushing! We're breaking through their defenses!"
The first skirmish was hard-fought, but it proved that Tesla's team could hold their own against the dark forces of Heinrich Himmler, the SS, and the Nazis. Tesla and his coil successfully interrupt the ritual. In the aftermath and gathering in the darkness behind enemy lines, the group speaks in hushed tones in the debriefing. The ritual was in fact interrupted by the coil and its powerful array of resources.
"The Tesla coil worked perfectly, gentlemen," Tesla said.
By emitting powerful electrical impulses, it interfered with the ritual's energy flow.
Dr. Faustus asked, "Well, explain to me, Nicola, how did it manage to do that?"
"The ritual relied on a continuous system of dark energy, channeling the energy from those relics they collected from all around the world. The electrical impulses from the coil disrupted that stream of energy, creating a barrier. It essentially overloaded their magical circuitry, causing the ritual to collapse."
"So the coil used its own energy field. It interrupted the energy flow of the Nazis' dark ritual. We broke their connection to the dark forces with your coil."
The succubus's eyes shone with admiration and with gratitude. Tesla concurred.
"Exactly, Celine. The coil's high-frequency electricity scrambled their focus and disrupted the energy field they were creating and stopped the ritual.
Suddenly, there was the appearance of the goddess Bronte. Bronte was resplendent, perhaps pleased by the use of the coil and Tesla's courage.
Destiny may have guided our hand today.
The coil is our most effective weapon because of your mastery over it.
It's the only weapon in mankind's possession that can reverse the ethereal shadow realms and turn their own power against them."
And Celine asked, "Well, couldn't you do that, goddess?" And Bronte frowned.
"My ability to intervene in human affairs is limited. I can guide you and encourage you, instruct you, but I can only do so much before we take away human autonomy and free will."
Tesla looked slightly troubled. "Well, I assume that this is the exception. I mean, I thought we'd rely on brute force to essentially destroy and interrupt those rituals."
"No, Nicola," said the goddess. "This is not the exception. It is the rule. In the end, especially with your small unit, the only way to combat these rituals will be to use magic against magic. Your coil is magical."
"Pretty impressive, Mr. Tesla," Gladstone said. "Taking away their magic, it's as good as killing Nazis. Maybe it is killing them in the end."
"So what's our next move?"
"Well, we need to ensure that the Nazis don't try this again. We'll have to find and secure and, well, steal those relics, making sure they're out of the Nazis' reach."
"I agree completely," Faustus said. "We can't afford to let them regain that kind of power. Let's move quickly before they regroup and gain even more relics."
Tesla and his team had successfully disrupted Himmler's ritual, preventing the SS from gaining dark supremacy. As the enemy continued to retreat and regroup, Tesla knew that the victory was only the beginning, with greater challenges and darker forces yet to confront.